The violence that we do to these animals has to come back to us. It boomerangs and comes back in countless ways. It would be extremely naive to think we can sow thousands and millions of seeds of terror, slavery, pain, oppression, and fear, and that these seeds simply disappear into thin air. No, they don't disappear. They bear fruit, and we can see it all around us. We force obesity onto the animals we eat, and we become obese. We force them to live in toxic environments and eat contaminated food and water, and we experience the same thing. We destroy their family structures and their mental health, and fill them with pharmaceutical drugs, and we find ourselves suffering from drug abuse, mental illness, and shattered, dysfunctional families. We force them to be mere objects in a competitive economic system, and the same thing happens to us. This is just a small sample of the karmic effects of our food choices. We find ourselves living more and more in fear of terrorism from each other, and the reason underlying it is that we are agents of terror ourselves. Since the animals we exploit for food are powerless and cannot retaliate, our violence itself retaliates. We're very nice to other human beings who we know can retaliate. We try not to hurt them because we know that they might do unto us what we do unto them. But how do we treat animals who cannot retaliate? That's where the real test of our spirituality is. If we can refrain from harming and exploiting those who are vulnerable and cannot retaliate, it shows that we have grown. If we want to protect them and be their voice, it shows that compassion is alive in us. In the herding culture into which we all were born, this requires a spiritual breakthrough. Our heart's desire for world peace and harmony calls us to be willing to leave home, to question the assumptions of our culture, and to live a life of caring and compassion on this earth, rather than a life of domination, violence, and disconnectedness. I think that as we begin to allow our hearts to open, we begin to see that the whole beautifully interwoven tapestry of living creation that we see all around us includes all beings. It includes all of us, and we realize that our welfare is dependent upon the welfare of all our neighbors, and that our happiness, freedom, and our further evolution call us to consciously recognize the consequences of our actions. The more we open to understanding the plight of the animals that we imprison for food, and the more we refuse to turn our backs on them, the freer we become to act with more compassion and wisdom. As we free these animals, we free ourselves and liberate our inherent intelligence to help us build a more enlightened society that cares for everyone. Through this, we can become open to the joy and blessedness of being and contribute to the field of awakening and compassion that is our true nature. If this process is actually happening in us, we'll naturally be drawn toward a more plant-based way of eating. This is not in any way a limitation on us. We realize it's the most liberating and empowering action we can take in our culture. Going vegan is the triumph of love and compassion over cynicism and the delusion that might makes right. It's a harmonious fulfillment of our own inner seeing as we begin to see that animals are not food, that they're beings, and they have their own purposes. To free ourselves, we must free the animals who are at our mercy. The roots of our crises lie right on our plates. Our inherited food choices bind us to an old and obsolete mentality that always undermines our happiness and our intelligence and our freedom, and we can no longer turn away from the animals we eat and ignore their plight at our hands. We are all related. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for going vegan. And thank you for spreading the word. Please share this CD with a friend and duplicate it or order more. And may you live in peace and joy, fulfilling your purpose and being a vital and necessary part of the healing of our world.